Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, welcome to episode 71, the Big Star episode. I've found a direction for my new boutique fabrics. I'm going to do a sawtooth star quilt. If you go over to the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com, you will see a picture of my first block, which I completed yesterday. One of the reasons I actually didn't post yesterday, Thursday, should have posted Thursday girl, but now I'm going to step on Pam and apparently Sandy's toes. I noticed that Quilting for the Rest of Us is often popping up also on Fridays. Stepping on some toes here, but I just, by the end of the day yesterday, too tired to post, too tired to do it. It's been a busy week. I've got another semi-busy week next week, and then the week after that is the week De La Francis. I'm telling you what, I'm just chilling out. I'm almost done with the draft. I should have it done next week. And then I'm just chilling. I really am. I mean, I'll get caught up on some stuff, some house cleaning and errands and chores. It's not like I'm just going to veg, but I just am going to relax. Haven't really had a lot of relaxing time the last couple weeks. And that's fine. I'm always reminding myself. It's like, you know, there are people who work from sun up to sundown, picking stuff in fields. You know, and you're complaining because you got a carpool. So I try to keep in perspective. I really do. And sometimes I do a better job than others. Let's see, I've got a couple quilt diaries telling you where I am on my most recent projects. I am excited about my boutique project. It's simple, but it's going to look great. I think so anyway. Love, stars. I want to thank everyone who took time to comment on last week's episode. I want to say if you want to comment on this week's episode, go to the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com, that's where the pictures are, or offkilterquilt.podbean.com, and leave me a comment. I love hearing from you. If you haven't done an iTunes review, think about it. You know, it's always, well, worth something to make a little old podcaster like me happy. Just food for thought. All right, then. I want to say thank you to everyone who commented last week. Heard from Jackie, and one of the things she wanted to know was why I like Soline pencils. She's looking for a good marker herself. I like Soline pencils, or they're actually mechanical pencils, and that's a big reason why I like them. I've just had so much bad luck with regular marking pencils. The wood is dry, you try to sharpen them, and they break, and it's hard to get a really fine point sometimes. And the Soline, it's mechanical, click, 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 you got a new point. It's a very fine line and a very consistent line. I love them. I am all about the Soline markers. I recommend them highly. Let's see. Who else do I want to thank? Tammy and Heather. Valerie, also known as Scoot Quilt. Nancy, who is a temptress, who told me about acornonline.com/acorntv, $25 a year, gives you access to all kinds of great British TV. Oh my goodness. Have we talked about, by the way, episode 1 of season 2 of Downton Abbey? Now I can't remember if I talked about it in one of the quilt diaries. I'll say this. Loved it. Loved it. I love Downton Abbey. All right. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, who enjoyed hearing the fire crackling in last week's episode. Good. A couple people said they enjoyed it, which I'm happy about because I was afraid it's kind of irritating. Heard from Jay. Heard from my mom. Heard from Sherry and Deb Cannon, who also said, we women need to do something about Christmas because we're all exhausted. So true. She said she fell asleep at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve and her family did not even notice her gone. Deb, I'm with you. We are one in the spirit there. Heard from Robin, who is a professional long armor, and said she does not feel at all offended when I talk about quilting my own quilts. And she's thinking about doing, maybe, could be, a podcast on machine quilting. Robin, please do it. Even if it was just a once-a-month thing, I personally, as a machine quilter, would love to hear it. I'm really, that's one of my goals this year as a quilter, is to educate myself and become more knowledgeable about machine quilting methods, patterns, tensions, all of that. And Robin said, by the way, tips for thread that keeps breaking, upper tension might be too tight, needle might be too thin for the thread, or lint might be stuck someplace preventing a smooth flow. Thank you. I'm not always good about like looking at what kind of needle I have. I'm very lazy. I'm going to work on this, Robin. But thank you for those tips. Heard from Meredith, Carolyn, Susan, history quilter Susan, by the way. Heard from Cindy, who says, "It seems you went from beginner to expert in no time." Cindy, that is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'd say I went from beginner to advanced beginner really quickly. I do feel a lot more confident, again, thanks to Jay and some of the things she's been teaching me, and also just lots of practice. So I do feel more confident. I appreciate you saying that. Heard from Joni Marie, who's in Asheville, and she sent her comment on, I think it was, what's today? It must have been Wednesday. We had such dreary weather here on Wednesday. It was just sort of cold and rainy, which is what we get instead of snow and horrible northeast winters. We just get like, wow, this is really depressing kind of winters. And Wednesday was one of those days, and there was a tornado, not here up in the mountains. Just weird. Anyway, yes, Joni Marie, feel your pain. Heard from Bijo Liz and also Sherry. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time to comment. Very nice of you. I appreciate it. I almost forgot. Sherry D commented over on my Podbean site. Thank you, Sherry D. As you know, it always makes me happy to hear from you. I think we'll just get on with the quilt diaries, which means this will be kind of a short episode this week, but that's okay because you have things to do. You really do. I want you to be doing something. No, you can just sit and listen. Who am I to tell you what to do while you listen to my podcast? I only really should do that when it's a really bad one. And then I feel like, wow, divide your attention. You do what you want to do. You relax. We all need to relax. Okay then, on with the quilt diaries. P.S. I almost forgot. Cindy, in her comment, asked me about the Block of the Month Club my mom and I are doing. Cindy, it is from Grandma's Attic, which you can find online. And the Block of the Month Club is called Language of Flowers Club, Batik's Colorway. And my mother has gotten her first block. And I have not gotten mine, but I hope it's going to show up any minute because that is going to be so much fun to do. But anyway, it's Grandma's Attic Quilting. So check that out. Look in their Block of the Month Clubs, Language of Flowers Club, Batik's Colorway. See what you think. All right, now on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Tuesday, January 10th. It's about 5 o'clock. I should make this fast because it's starting to get dark outside and I need to go pick some spinach for salad for dinner. I'm making a frittata with ham, maybe some diced tomato. Do you think diced tomato is okay with ham? I mean, I can see having a ham sandwich with tomato on it, couldn't you? I think that's fine. I think a frittata needs a little diced tomato. I mean, from a can. We don't have any tomatoes, sadly. But I don't have a lot of quilting news. I finished all the triangles for the hexagons for the hexagon garden quilt. I'm at a stuck place because here's the deal with hexagon blocks. Hexagon blocks have 6 sides. You can sew them all together, although I don't think that's how I'm going to be putting this quilt together according to the directions. You don't actually sew the hexagon blocks together and sew them together, but I'm just using this as an illustration that when all these hexagon blocks come together, you do not have straight line sides. You have pockets of negative space along each side of the quilt, triangle-shaped negative space. I can't quite figure out from the directions what I'm supposed to be doing there. No, top and bottom I can, because the top and bottom negative triangle-shaped spaces are in the exact shape of a single triangle from one of the hexagons. So slap a triangle, a leftover triangle in there, you're fine. It's the side triangle negative spaces that are a problem. And I'm going to figure that out. But it may take a minute or two or three. I don't know. I'll get it. And it may be there in the directions, but as we've discussed, the Lintot gals, their directions, not always stellar. Ultimately, you can figure it out, but not always stellar. I'm planning ahead. I'm thinking ahead. I was looking on Sunday for a pattern. I was looking through. I have these stacks of magazines. And I was looking for a pattern for the Batik Fat Quarters I got for Christmas. I got 10. They're from Keepsake Quilts. It's called Sunset Batiks. So these sort of earthy colors. And I'm going to make a quilt for my living room. which, by the way, is now sans TV and really feels like a living room. It feels much, more elegant. It's not really elegant. We don't have elegant furniture, but just nicer, more like a living room. And we really like the TV and the family room that now really feels like a family room, although it's been too warm to burn a fire in a fireplace. It's still nice. I don't know. It's a different feel, and I like it, and the man likes it, and we have been watching season one of Downton Abbey because the man had never seen it. And he watched the opening show for season two, which was divine, on Sunday night with me. So then he got interested and he thought, well, if I'm going to be watching this for the next how many ever weeks, I should know the backstory. Also, he was bugging me a lot with questions. And, you know, if you're not familiar with the story, there are several characters. You know, it's sometimes with a huge cast, you get confused. Who's that? Is that the same guy that just did that? And it's like, no, no, no. So he decided to get caught up. And guess what? So now I'm watching Downton Abbey season one for like the fourth time. Although he's watching a couple episodes a night and I've just been watching one. But it's been really nice. The other nice thing, I went to Home Depot or Lowe's, I can't remember which one, on Saturday. And I had a board cut to put underneath the cushion of whatever chair I'm sitting in. Because I've talked about last week that I don't have a bad back, but kind of a, you know, kind of a suspicious, kind of sulky kind of back. And I've always wanted to do this so that I would have enough support. And sure enough, it's done the trick. It's really nice. It's really, really nice. So I like sitting in the chair in the living room, the family room that is now a family room, and watching TV with the man and knitting, working on my sweater, the Ida's sweater that I started earlier. I'm making a little progress, although I had to rip out a couple inches the other day. It's a long story. It's a knitting story. And since most of you aren't knitters, you probably don't want to hear it. But I'm making progress yet again on that. So all this to say, here I am in my living room that is now a living room. And I want to use that batik fabric. Asked purposely for this room. And so I was looking for patterns. I'm amazed that I got back to the beginning of the story. Not the beginning, but, you know, jumped back on the train. Amazing. But I was looking through magazines, and I found a quilt I really liked in a Fawns and Porter from last spring, and it was one of the ones that didn't have plastic wrap, so I bought it to show support for their environmental efforts. And I found a pattern that I liked a lot, and it just happened to be made out of batiks, and it was stars. And I love stars. I really love stars. I doodle stars a lot. And I really liked it. Except the problem was it was a bed size quilt. I can't, maybe a twin size. And I don't need a twin size quilt on my wall. I want a wall hanging size quilt. And for those of us who are not math literate, that can be really frustrating. I've done it. I did it with Simply Amy, Simply Frances. That was a pattern I got out of McCall's Quilting, and I had to spend a lot of time trying. It was a smaller quilt than I wanted. I wanted a queen-size quilt, so I had to do a lot of calculating, which is not necessarily my strong suit, and I did order approximately 10 yards of white fabric, and I probably needed 4, maybe 6. And, in retrospect, I think, wow, did you really think you needed 10 yards of white fabric? You know, I've used it all pretty much since then. I didn't use it on that particular quilt, so it's always good to have some white fabric around. I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been 10 yards of, I don't know, polka-dotted chartreuse fabric that I never would have used again. But so that's tough to do. And I was looking at this pattern, which I liked, and I thought, you know, it wasn't a difficult pattern. It was stars. Six-sided stars, and I don't know if those are Ohio stars. That's a particular kind of star. I've seen it before. And I thought, I can make up my own pattern. You know, I could do stars. I've got that book, the 501 block book. I could find some stars. I could design my own quilt. And that thought kept building as I was looking through other magazines where any of the beginner quilts I could have, you know, thrown together without really needing a pattern, and most of the intermediate ones as well. And really the patterns, the thing that the pattern offers is fabric calculations. You know, that's the hard part, figuring out how much fabric you need. And so I went ahead and ordered a fabric calculator, the one that Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us recommended, which I think is called Fabric Calc. I'll get it tomorrow. And I figure I need one. Several more people have commented that the Robert Kaufman Fabric Calculator app is the one to have, and I still haven't gotten the man to put it on his phone. I will, even if I never use it. I just like the idea of him having a fabric calculator app on his phone. But I thought, you know, he's gone half the day, more than half the day, to work, so maybe it would be good to have my own calculator, and so I can sit here and become a quilt designer. It's not really my goal to become a quilt designer, except for myself. But I just, looking at so many of these patterns, I'm like, I could do that. I mean, it's the unless you're talking applique, which I don't know how to do, or some of the very complex advanced quilts, those would be hard for me to put together, but a lot. I could do that, and so now I'm going to do it. I'm going to come up with my own patterns so that it just makes it easier. So, you know, because you end up kind of altering patterns anyway, and the size stuff, that's, if I have a fabric calc, I can do that myself, so I'm excited. And I do think I'm also, because I do love stars, and once I saw that quilt, I'm like, of course, stars. I may do kind of a wonky red and white star quilt, the stars probably being the white part of the quilt, for my hallway. Actually, I'm looking at it. It's not really, it's the stairwell. Sort of the bottom of the stairwell. I think that I would like to look at a really fabulous red and white star quilt just from where I'm sitting right now in my living room that is really a living room. So that is my quilty news. I don't know if I'll have more. Well, hopefully. Maybe knowing that I should probably do one more quilt diary to make this episode worth listening to, maybe I will actually try to figure out the negative triangle space in the hexagon garden quilt. Oh, here's another little thing. This is just, it's sweet. My friend Sarah, Gavin's mother, I talk about Gavin quite a bit because he's often over here while I'm recording. She bought herself a sewing machine. I think just an inexpensive one. I can't even remember what, if it's a Singer or it's something very, just, you know, middle of the road sewing machine. And she wanted to sew stuff. And she's been having fun with it. And I lent her some books, my Amy Butler book. And now I can't remember what that's called, but it's the one that I got my first quilt pattern out of. Is it In Stitches? Is it Amy? Yeah, I think it is. I think it's In Stitches, Amy Butler In Stitches, and also my Amy Carroll book, which is Break the Rule Sewing. And she's very excited. She's young. She's in her early 30s. She's modern. And she has fabulous taste. I love her house. It's just beautiful. But she's very, her whole look, her whole vibe is very fresh, very modern. And so she, I lent her those books, and the next day I saw, I think maybe I had dropped Will over at Gavin's house, and she came out and she said, "Can you take me to Thimble Pleasures? Because I want to buy some modern fabric, like Amy Butler fabric." She's like, that's for me, and I knew it would be. So that was really neat. So we'll see. In fact, she wants to make that throw that I made. Oh, so many years ago. So who knows if she'll get the quilting bug. She might. Well, she has three children, three boys. The youngest is two. So we'll see how much time she has. But she's a very efficient and productive person. So we shall see. But I was just excited. So I was excited to bring a new potential quilter into the fold. And it would be fun to go with her to Thimble Pleasures. All right. It's getting darker and darker. I need to go pick my spinach. So I will talk to you later. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Thursday, January 12th. Somehow I don't think I'm going to get this posted tonight. It's almost 10. I'm tired. It's been a long week. Not a bad week. Just a long week. Very busy. Let's see what I have to tell you. First of all, so you know how I was going to sit down with my Lintot Gals book and figure out what to do with my Hexagon Garden quilt? I sat down, and I did not figure it out. I swear to you, I really studied that book. I really studied that pattern. And for the life of me, I don't know how they go from having two sides of that quilt, having the negative triangular space, to having a quilt that has four straight sides. I don't know. I'm at a loss. At a loss. I may actually scan the pattern, and if then someone wants to help me out, I'll email you the pattern as an attachment. I don't want to get in trouble with the Lintot gals, although they might have brought this bit of trouble upon themselves. It could still be me. I could just be missing something very obvious. It's my left-handed brain. I can't help it. But it's making me a little crazy. I think I can start doing some sewing anyway, just to, at least to get the blocks off the design table, because I have moved on to my Batik Sawtooth Stars. Yeah, I'm a quilt designer now. No big deal. Nothing to it. You know, it's funny thinking about myself as a designer. Oh, forgot to tell you, I got my fabric calculator. And it's an amazing thing. It costs like $33, which seems like a lot for a calculator and probably is a lot for a calculator. But man, you can calculate everything. It will tell you not only how much fabric you need for your binding strips, but how many strips to cut with that fabric. Isn't that fun? So I figure that this $33 investment will pay off in spades for years to come. I will save lots and lots of money with it. So not worried about that particular expense. Pennies on the dollar. So anyway, I'm using it to design my own quilt. Which, you know, I think once upon a time everyone designed their own quilts. So this is not any sort of like, I'm going to design my quilt and I'm going to send my pattern into the magazines and become rich and famous as a quilt designer. I think this is just old school, ladies. I think this is what folks used to do when they wanted to make a quilt. They said, I've got this much fabric. I can make so many blocks. I think I'll do a quilt made of sawtooth stars. And then they did the math and figured out what they needed and went to town. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to town. On the WordPress website, you can see my first Batik Sawtooth Star. I'm turning to look at it right now. I think it's lovely. I'm going to make 16 of them, and then I will have a quilt. They are 9-inch blocks. And I do have this book. It's right here. Let me tell you what it is. You hear the movement of the book. Ooh, book. Judy Hopkins, 501 Rotary Cut Quilt Blocks, recommended to me by Jay, Art Quilt Maker. It's really, if you're interested in traditional blocks whatsoever, this is the book you need to have. And when I told the book, I said, Sari, I would like to make 9-inch blocks. I didn't really say Sari, that's a joke for those of you who have an iPhone 4. I don't, the man does. When I went to look up Sawtooth Star, saw the grid breakdown, looked up 9-inch Sawtooth Star blocks, and that told me how big or small I needed to cut my pieces. So I just followed directions, nothing to it. Huh. Unless you're reading the Lintot Sisters, apparently. Yeah, so anyway, you can go look at my first star, and I think that's probably what I'll spend the weekend working on. I'm really happy to be on a new project. You know, the hexagon garden, I think it's really cool looking. I'm not in love with it as a quilt. Did I talk about this before? I might have. I'm tired. I think I'm just, you know, I've worked a lot with all this fabric. You know, it's leftover fabric. And it's also, the colors are very cool. And I think I'm just not in the mood for a cool colored quilt. I will finish it. At least finish the top, and then maybe I'll have one of those UFOs you gals are talking about all the time. UFO. I'm not a UFOer, but I could be now with this one. But not with my Batik Sawtooth Star Quilt. I'm excited about it. I really do like stars. What else to tell you about? I feel like I had other things to tell you about. I'm making good progress on my sweaters. My goal to finish my sweaters this year. Make good progress on Will's Harry Potter sweater, as well as my nice gray Ida's, whatever it's called, sweater. Julia Roberts sweater, just missing a sleeve. All it needs is a sleeve. I'm going to get it a sleeve. Before the year is out, it will have its sleeve. All right, I'm just being silly now. And I need to go and do the introduction. And then I need to get this posted. Probably not tonight. I may not even do the introduction tonight because I'm fading. Long week. Long week, that's all there is to it. You've had long weeks, I've had long weeks. I don't even know if I'm going to be here next week. I'll be here in North Carolina, but on Thursday, I'm flying to Atlanta. I'm giving a speech at the Scholastic Sales Rep Conference in Atlanta. They're flying me on Thursday. I'm speaking and then leaving Friday morning. My brother lives in Atlanta, but I think I'm on the other side of Atlanta. Hey, Pam's in Atlanta. Hey, Pam. I'm in some place that starts with a K, like Kennesaw or something. If you live near Kennesaw or Kennessee or something, let me know. We could have breakfast. But that's where I'm going, and then I'm coming back. So I don't know if I'll podcast or not. I'm sure I will do quilt diaries. I know for sure that it will not. If I do a podcast, it won't be posted on Thursday. Maybe Saturday. We'll see. All right. I'm going to go. Because I think, as I've mentioned, tired. All right. Have a great week. I hope you get your work done. Your creative work. Which may not be your lucrative work. It may not be your pay the bills work. But is your work. Go do it. Talk to you later.